From his early days in politics, the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, had a critic, an enemy who continually treated him with contempt, a man by the name of Edwin Stanton. Stanton would say to newspaper reporters that Lincoln was a low, cunning clown and the original gorilla. He said it was ridiculous for explorers to go to South America to look for a gorilla. All you had to do was go to Springfield, Illinois. But Lincoln never responded to such slander. He never retaliated in the least. And when the president needed a secretary of war, he selected Edwin Stanton. When his friends asked Lincoln, "Why did you do this?" he replied, "Because he is the best man for the job." Years later, on that fateful night, April 14th, 1865, when an assassin's bullet murdered the president at the theater, soon after, Lincoln's body was carried to another room. Stanton came and, looking down upon the silent, rugged face of his dead president, he said through his tears, "There lies the greatest ruler that men of the world have ever seen." Stanton's animosity had finally been broken. How? By Abraham Lincoln's patient, long-suffering, non-retaliatory love. This is the love that is expressed by our Lord in today's gospel reading. In this text, Jesus concludes what I read by saying that we learn to be like God when our lives are represented by a kind of generosity that is like an overflowing grain basket. Listen again to the last paragraph of today's gospel in this paraphrase. Don't pick on people. Don't jump on their failures. Don't criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. Don't condemn those who are down. That hardness can boomerang. Be easy on people. You'll find life a lot easier. Give away your life, you'll find life given back. But not merely given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. We could say that this is spiritual physics, that this is the way of the spiritual life. And here Jesus makes it clear that the treatment we show to others will be the treatment we receive ourselves. It's a clear reminder that God lives within those around us, even in our enemies, and that the way we treat them can impact our own capacity to receive God's love. So what happens when someone we might consider an enemy walks into the room? Maybe someone who has betrayed us, someone who has hurt us deeply and profoundly. Now, most of us, when faced with this challenging person, would probably not lash out to them directly to embarrass them. We might just try to ignore them and push them away from our thoughts. But what if God were to whisper in our ear, "I want you to go up to that person and try to greet them warmly"? What if he were to tell us, "I love that person as deeply and compassionately as I love you"? This would be challenging. But this is what Jesus meant when he said that we are to love our enemies. He wants us to love in a full way that allows us to be, as he says, children of the Father Most High. As you perhaps know, that Jesus spoke a language that's called Aramaic. And in Aramaic, the word mercy literally means to get under someone's skin. to get under someone's skin. It means to wear his skin, to see life from his perspective, to stand in his shoes. It means more than sympathy. It means an active empathy, a merciful understanding. Isn't it often the case that when people truly irritate us, when they get under our skin, that we too can become irritable, embittered, resulting in discord, animosity, and even retaliation? But my beloved brothers and sisters, St. Paul in today's reading from Colossians says that we are God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. And because of that, by the grace of God, we want to allow for Jesus to get under our skin. This is so that in the words of Paul, the peace of Christ can rule in our hearts. As we clothe ourselves with Christ-like compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. When Jesus gets under our skin, then like Abraham Lincoln, he was able to look upon Edwin Stanton with the mercy of Christ. May I invite us this day to resolve to put into practice perhaps a particular and specific expression of charity described in our readings today. To pray, Jesus, get under my skin, get under our skin, so that we can extend your mercy and so live the generous life of merciful grace. I'd like to offer a prayer. Lord Jesus, you ask no small thing of us today. When you invite us to love as you do, to allow you to get under our skin, to let our hearts be configured to yours, and to learn to give, live, and forgive like you. Grant that we may always live in openness before you, receiving your love so that we can give it away and make yourself present in the world through us. Amen.